with earlier snow off in the spring, the sun really starts warming the ground a little, a week or so earlier than it used to. And so we see springs are warmer, particularly fall we see as notably warmer. But there's a strong long-term trend toward warmer springs really throughout the entire state.
And that's, like, even if we have a good snow year, that's related to the snow melting off sooner.
Correct. Snow on the ground acts kind of like a mirror for solar energy. It just hits it, reflects it back off into space. It's like it never happened. And when you don't have the snow, then the ground becomes like a sponge, just absorbing all that solar energy. And so that snow off date is really important. It's something we track closely, and that has been trending earlier and earlier.
So speaking of precipitation, and there we're talking about the winter precipitation snow, but so far this spring, what have we seen? Because it seems like not much to me, but what are we actually seeing in the numbers?
Yeah, really in most of the state, we're seeing very little precipitation since, you know, the last part of April. And there's a couple of paradoxes, you know. So here in Anchorage, we've seen almost no precipitation for the last 5 or 6 weeks. And pretty uniformly, no matter who you ask, they say, yeah, it's really dry out. This is the fifth wettest year to date, you know, through the end of May for Anchorage. And so it really kind of begs the question, well, does that precipitation in January and February that was snow, does that really even matter now? And what we're finding is really it doesn't. And it, to that effect, it's been so dry that the U.S. Drought Monitor, which, here's a little bit of breaking news, it's going to come out tomorrow and it's going to show areas from about Talkeetna through Anchorage down to the western Kenai in classified as drought. And that'll be about, you know, 60 or so percent of the state's population. So we have a newish term for that that we call flash drought. And that is a kind of a rapid onset drought. So a lot of your standard drought metrics, which as an aside, don't work especially well in Alaska, you know, they would say, oh, well, look, well, the last, you know, 6 months were one of our wettest years on record. So there's no way there could be a drought. And we kind of say, well, that what happens kind of before the snow melt off, you know, for grasses and forest doesn't really matter. It's what happens after the snow is gone that's mattered.
So a lot of the conversations I've had with people about the weather lately have gone something like this. Man, it's been really nice, but I kind of worry about this. And they're talking about the fire danger, of course. And as somebody that is very in tune with what those actual numbers are you personally worried about that?
Yeah. So fire, of course, is a big concern whenever it's dry. Now, you need a couple of things for fire. Early in the season, you know, before the convection starts, you know, fires are basically human started. You really need kind of a convergence of atmospheric conditions as well. So you need warm, and usually you need breezy, and you also need low relative humidity. An interesting aspect to our warm spell that we've had the last 10 days or so has been extreme low humidity, and that has really you know, turned up the dial on the fire danger.
So maybe we'll cross our fingers and knock on some wood. But what are we looking at here going forward? And is there a chance that any, you know, significant records could be broken here in the near future?
Well, significant, you know, there's a number of ways we can look at it. So for this early in the season, so, you know, we're in Anchorage, we're expected to be 70 plus, you know, for the first 5 or 6 days approximately of the month, you know. So once we end the first week of June, we'll pretty easily have our most 70 degree days on record for this early in the season. I think we'll probably tie it today, and then we'll just keep adding to it the next few days. You know, the first draft of the summer outlook appears to be, you know, tilting warmer than normal, and not much of a signal for wet, you know, versus dry. And of course, our wet season in most of the state, or at least the mainland part of the state, generally the second half of July, you know, into August is when it really starts to rain a lot. And, you know, that's what happened in 2019 in South Central. You know, if you look at, everyone remembers that it was a bad drought. It was so dry. Well, if you look at the year as a whole, it's actually kind of unremarkable. But what was remarkable is it basically didn't rain the entire summer. And especially in August, when it's supposed to rain a lot, it didn't rain. So it's really the timing the precipitation that can also be a big contributor to drought conditions or later in the season, fire conditions.